Britain and the European Union escalated diplomatic pressure on Israel on Tuesday in response to a renewed military offensive in Gaza that has killed over 500 people in the past 8 days and intensified the humanitarian crisis. The UK suspended free trade negotiations with Israel, summoned its ambassador, and announced further sanctions against violent West Bank settlers. Foreign Secretary David Lammy condemned the offensive as a monstrous escalation, calling Israeli Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich's comments about relocating Gazans repellent and dangerous. Lammy added that the operation was incompatible with UK-Israel relations and urged Israel to lift its aid blockade. Prime Minister Keir Starmer also voiced alarm, joining France and Canada in a joint statement condemning the escalation. Britain has previously suspended 30 arms export licenses and reaffirmed its commitment to Israel's security, while opposing actions that violate international humanitarian law. EU to review trade agreement. In Brussels, EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaya Kallas announced a review of the EU-Israel trade agreement, citing the catastrophic situation in Gaza. 17 of 27 EU member states backed the move. While EU sanctions targeting violent Israeli settlers are prepared, they remain blocked by one unnamed country. Gazans still away from aid. UN meanwhile. The United Nations confirmed that no humanitarian aid has yet been distributed in Gaza, despite Israel permitting limited deliveries after an 11-week blockade. Only a few trucks carrying baby food, flour, and medical supplies have been allowed through. Aid teams face lengthy delays and limited access at border crossings. UN Aid Chief Tom Fletcher warned the current aid is a drop in the ocean, while malnutrition rates in Gaza continue to rise. UNRWA's health director warned that worsening shortages could spiral beyond control. Israel maintains the blockade is necessary to prevent aid diversion by Hamas, which denies the allegation. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has defended the offensive as a war of civilization over barbarism, vowing to continue military operations until total victory.